What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fit Identity Podcast. I'm Mike Karpenko, your host. I get to talk, explore, educate, just give you information on everything in the three pillars of your healthy journey of thinking, eating, and moving on the premise of always think bigger, eat better, move more. This week, I just got to dive into this, and it's a dive back in since I haven't been on in a little bit, and it's something that's been eating me up. It is about the micro and the macro, and I don't mean counting macros, which means proteins, carbs, and fat. I mean more looking at the big picture, looking at the small picture, doing the big things that need to be done or doing the detailed things that need to be done to have the healthy life and the results that you ultimately want. Because that's why I do these podcasts. Honestly, it's so that I can get you guys information that you can go ahead and make whatever decisions that you want to be able to do to create the habits that you want to have the life that you have. That's why I'm here. So I want to talk about this week is that micro macro. And it's something that's been eating me up because I want to tie this whole show into looking at micro and macro, you know, health behaviors, and then tying in the social media aspect of it, because that's where a lot of people are consuming the micro. You know, they're not really consuming the macro, they consume the micro, and what that trend is and how that might be helping and or discouraging you or hindering you from the results that you ultimately want and deserve. Like, that's what we need to push home, right? Is to get you the results that you deserve, that you earn, that you want, that you have inside your head. I have this written on my board. From where you are to where you want to be, help bring healthy visions into reality. Giving healthy visions life. That is your fit identity. So that's what we want to do. We want to bring whatever those healthy visions are to life. So let's just jump into it and get you guys going, because this one could be a lengthy one. So saddle up, get a cup of coffee. Let's talk. You know, the first thing to get over to get out, right, is really talking about the basic building blocks of health, right? It has to do with nutrition, movement, sleep, stress management. Those would be the biggest items that I would say if you had to look at macro items to be like, what do I need to look at to be a healthier person? What would you start on? Thinking, eating, and moving, and then add in your stress management and your sleep. There it is, as simple as it gets. And, you know, when you look at that and you sit back and you say, what do I need to do? From a macro aspect, and that would be establish a diet, a regular exercise routine, quality sleep, and then manage my stress. Those are the things ultimately that you just want to be like, check, 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 without looking at the details. The details that you could get into would be like meal timing, what are the supplements that I want? Should I be doing this specific workout to get a specific result, specific techniques? You know, all the things that would come after mastering the basics. And I would say that as I look at all of the research that I've been able to do from experience and that I've read, that macro behaviors don't outweigh micro tactics. And that is one of the biggest takeaways that maybe you could think about, is like the macro behaviors, they do outweigh micro tactics. Sorry if I missaid that. They do. Because if you can master the big things, the little things are just the shine, the sprinkle, the glitter, the little things that can elevate you into a higher place. Rather than trying to figure out where you're going to put this icing on top of the cake. And everything that I've ever done and client that I've ever trained, corporation I've ever worked with, exercise program I've ever written, ghostwritten, or been involved in, I've always wanted to look at the basics first. What are the basics that we need to be able to get across to achieve? And then where are the details where we can help other people or people specifically? that macro needs to be achieved much more, or the emphasis of the macro must be in place much higher than the emphasis of the detail. Obviously, there is a question of assessment and level of like where you're currently at, and to be like, hey, I've been involved in fitness or health or my journey, and I've gone through all these phases and cycles, and I'm at this level, an elevated level. That elevated level will be rewarded by looking at the details, because you're already doing the basics and you've mastered them. Mastering that micro habit will ultimately, like, it will lead to that foundational success. And that's what we want, right? We want something to fall back on when times are tough, when stress happens, when we need to be flexible. We need that foundational success. But if we start to focus on the micro too prematurely, oh man, what that leads to, and I'm sure you have felt it at home because I felt it, is frustration and burnout and failure. And nobody wants to hear the word failure. Like, oh, I didn't fail. As long as I tried, I didn't fail. It's failure, because that's what we feel. No matter how we want to word it, reword it, disguise it, we don't want to be frustrated. We don't want to be burned out, and we don't want to fail. What we ultimately want, I believe, from the experience and the people that I've talked to, is an identity, a lifestyle, whereby we're happy where we're at, and we don't have to consider consciously making decisions about our health, about everything we do. More water, more food, more protein. I can't drink this. I can drink that. I can't eat that. I can eat this. We want to be unconscious with our decisions that are good for our health, and not so much subconscious, whereby it's creating stress and taking up our energy. And where that exists, there's no patterns and habits that have been developed. So therefore, there is that extra stress, right? And where that stress is, you're not achieving the optimal health that you obviously want. Like, that's a big, really big concept that I hope that you can grasp, that when you're making conscious decisions, you're more stressed. Where they're unconscious, you're not, right? You're like, oh, I don't know, I just had a good time at my aunt's house, my uncle's house, my grandmother's house. We just have a good time. When the family gets together, it's just a good time. Why? Because you're not thinking about the decisions that you're making. So ultimately, chasing the macro, the big basics, are going to allow you to have this type of foundation that you can fall back on, that is unconscious decision-making rather than conscious decision-making, therefore less stress. And that is a kind of a big thing. And I got to stop saying it, kind of a big thing. Like, I feel like I've already said that like 8 times, and I apologize to you guys, but I'm stressing it, right? Like, I want to stress that point to you. And as I look at that macro, you know, and I look at the micro, the real prioritization in health, when you start looking at it from a movement side, is consistent movement over specialized workouts. One of the reasons I created Frequency, if you don't know what Frequency is, you can go, I'll leave a link, you can go check it out. It's a total body workout. It was focused purely on the fact of consistency. Let's work out all the body parts every day. Let's work out them in different reps, different sets, in different sequences, so that we can achieve a result. So we can create consistency to create momentum, to create results. Rather than, oh, I miss legs day. How do I make it up? How do I make up arms day, upper day? All those things where you're in a program that might be over your head in your pay grade, which is fine, right? Like, there's no reason an administrative assistant, unless you are part of the elite, should be the CEO. You got to go do the other things in order to achieve CEO experience and knowledge. And if you're a CEO that doesn't have the experience and knowledge, get out of the chair. About that, like, that's why you're experiencing a lot of stress, because you don't have the skills to be that CEO, right? Like, that's where the stress and the failure come in. So when you're looking at your movement, the key focus is regular movement is way better than perfecting exercise. And I know everyone's like, oh, well, if I don't do it right, I'm going to get hurt. I think it's much better for you to show up every day to get your movement in, to learn, to educate, to experience, to understand how to stress yourself, how to show up, what's fun, create some community than it is to be like, ah, did I do that bicep right? Did I hit the bicep in the best way that I possibly can to produce that ultimate bicep? I don't think it matters. And I think when you start to concentrate on that, unless you're at, you know, the elevated levels that we speak of, you're stressing yourself out over something that you don't want to be able to do. Just building that routine of the simplicity, right? Like if you're new, guess what? Daily walking, strength training, cardio, just get it in. Nobody said it has to be 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. If you're new, anything new is new and you're okay with it. Build that up. When I had to do my crutches and my ankle, I started out literally trying to get outside, and I went outside just to sit. I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to go outside. I'm going to sit for 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm like, hey, what would it be like if I crutched down to the end of the block? And then I was like, okay, how long did that take me? And then how many steps did that take me? And then I started to, and this is all over time, right? It was nonstop for me to think, not to push myself, but to stress myself, get some data, measure it, learn and apply, stress myself, and try to go faster, do the do. Through that, I was able to build up my ankle and get back. My doctor was like, dude, you were doing so great. Like, he was blown away by the dedication I was to the basics to create this consistency. And that's where I want you guys at. Like, just get in that place where you're showing up. And find out what maybe you want to be able to start with. If you're not a starter and you're an advanced person, somewhat advanced, right? Like, then you're getting into maybe longer or more strength training days, a faster pace, you know, instead of walking, maybe it's walking uphill. There's all different ways to stress yourself out in the progression. And I will stand tall on this. I've been pushing this in my social media, is I would love to work with people for 2 years and say, we'll get you fit in 2 years. I don't want to get you fit in 21 days, 30 days, 60, 90. That's the micro to me. We got to master the macro. You've got to go after the macro so that when you go into the micro, you get the results that you want in the time frame that you want, and it meets your expectations. Too many people have expectations that are far too high for the level that they're at, and they become frustrated and they continue a path that isn't as healthy for them. And that's the last thing I want. I want longevity. I want happiness. I want you thriving. I want energy for you. I want all of that for you, because a whole world operating like that is a way better world. And if you're around longer, as long as you're a good person, then everybody else benefits from having you around. But if you chase that micro aspect of it, focusing on, you know, what's the specialized program for me? Like, I need to do HIIT, and I need to do, you know, biohacking, and I need to do the butt workout, and I need it. And you're like, no, you need to master showing up. You need to master consistency. You need to master strength training, understanding weights. You need to master a 30-minute workout consistently over and over and over before you're like, yeah, you know what? Hits for me. And then you're injured, and then you're not doing it, and then you're frustrated, and then you're like, I can't get healthy, and I just have problems, and, you know, the Lord didn't bless me with the ability to work out. Like, it's genetics. Like, all the excuses that make you go down the rabbit hole, right? But what we really want is just to improve your lifestyle. And how do we do that? By improving the basics, mastering the skill of the basics of showing up. I'm going to continue to say this: frequency, total body workout, the best workout program. In my heart, I believe it just delivers. No matter what, that phase one, week one and two, you can come back from a vacation, you can do anything. And I don't mean to be a self-promoter, but it is my podcast, so I can do it. You'll never feel as though you're behind. Like, you can not do one day and be like, whatever. What a beautiful thing that is. The only thing is that they're not follow along, they're sheets, but they're awesome. You get all the exercises with the videos and whatnot. So I want you guys to take a think, you know, a moment just in this podcast, just like as you're sitting there and go, if I move regular, and I don't mean balls. I mean if you're just on a regular, consistent path of foundational movement, is way more healthy for me and beneficial for the long term than obsessing over the little minute-by-minute exercises that you need to be able to do. Master that basics right there, the macro. Think, I need to be in the macro. I need to be in the macro, and then I'll get to the micro. And you can apply that just the same in nutrition. This is the one that's been getting me online, Like, it has twisted me up. I had to unfollow people. We're going to talk about the social media aspect of it when we get to it. But this nutrition that people are on one right now with nutrition, no matter what, you could put anything out there and you'd be like, hey, oranges are good. No, they're not. No, oranges are not good. They're high in vitamin C. And if you have vitamin C, you could possibly end up, you know, with too much iron. If you have too much iron, you're going to end up with, you know, with too much bacteria in an acidic body, and you're going to end up like with more cancer cells that you possibly could have because of white spots, but all of it. I could just keep going. Like, I could make up stuff, but people are at that point where they're trying to find an answer. And I truly believe this. I made this call at the beginning of the year that personalized solutions are what people want. They no longer want the, hey, this one size fits all. This might not work for me. I need something that's going to work for me. And I've said this too. GLP-1s, semaglutide, Ozempic. The reason why everybody loves them is because they work. I don't advocate them. I'm not doing them. And I've never told anybody to do them, but they work. And in any situation, if you told somebody that whatever they spent their money on, whether it's $5 or $5,000, it would work. People are more apt to look at it as a possible solution. And that's why you're seeing them do that type of situation. But when you look at the macro to micro in nutrition, most people don't have the macro mastered, not even in the least bit, not even close. They're either like, yeah, I'm good during the week, and then I, you know, I just fall off on the weekends. Okay, great. That's like saying I'm a good upstanding citizen, and then I'm a criminal on the weekends. Oh, yeah, cool. I'm all about it. No, I'm not. Or I'm just a criminal at night. I only rob gas stations. That's the alcohol plug. Like, everyone's like, oh, I just have one or two a night. I'm not against it, but when you look at it in these ways, you're like, oh, I'm trying to achieve something, but I'm not doing what I need to do. So when somebody comes to me and they tell me that, oh, tell me about this vitamin C, tell me about the keto, tell me about, you know, I'm trying to think of what is, you know, the paleo, or, you know, tell me about amino acids, tell me about L-carnitine. I could keep naming supplements, right? Here's the newest one, right? Like, balance my blood sugar and then everything will be great. I'm like, okay, like it may do that. And I can tell you about blood sugar, but let's talk about how you're eating. You coming to me, tell me that you want to balance your blood sugar, but still tossing back a can of Diet Coke and Cheetos and, you know, just eating fast food once a day. Why are we talking blood sugar? Seriously, why are we talking blood sugar? Why are we talking taking an iron supplement? Why are we talking, you know, getting more vitamin C? Why? In order for you to have the life that you ultimately want, you have got to dial into those basics, and then you can be like, all right, now that I'm doing the basics, now that I have the foundations in place, what does my iron look like? What does my blood sugar look like? When I have the basics in play, when I have them structured and I have a foundational month's worth of basics, because it's really hard to fix something when everything is wrong. I use this analogy. It was like, I literally watch people come to me, and let's just say you're a builder. So many people come to me and you're like, oh, I'm worried about the chandelier on the 13th floor. And I'm like, of your building? You're like, yeah, I own a building. It's got 14 buildings. The chandelier. And I'm like, well, what does the air conditioning look like? What does the boiler or the heating look like? What do you have windows in your building? And is the structure have is there structure? Is there walls? No, there's not, Mike. I don't worry about that. What I really am worried about is the 13th floor chandelier, because it will make the building look great. It'll be great for pictures, Mike, and it'll bring people in, and then I'll be able to rent it. And you're like, what? Get the AC in. Get the heating in. Get the walls up. Make sure that you're structurally sound. Windows on. Then we can talk about the chandelier. And what does that mean in nutrition? It's just like, are you emphasizing to yourself a balanced whole food diet with proper portions? That's it. It's that simple. Are you in that position where you're like, yeah, I'm eating, you know, balanced whole foods as well as I possibly can, and it's a good percentage of my diet. I'm not overeating. I'm not undereating, but I'm in that neighborhood. Okay, cool. But to come to me and say you're drinking soda and Cheetos, and then you want to know about nutrient timing? No, just stop. I honestly usually tell people it's not where I think you should be working. And although we could work on nutrient timing, if that means you're going to work on yourself and that's going to help you show up, I understand that. But I hope that you understand that a balanced, sustainable nutrition at the macro level is far more effective than chasing fad diets and rigid rules. Like, way more effective. And that usually ends up with an understanding, or people get mad at me. They're like, you know, you don't have to be that way. You don't have to be so honest with me. I want what you want. And I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but if you want a certain life, you've got to give up certain things that you're doing right now, or you have to change, or you have to be willing to make some effort to focus on the things that you'll be able to fall back on in stress, because that's where we all operate well, right? Like, anything that you're going to do in your life that you do really well, you're able to manage stress through it. Think about it. As a mom, you can manage it well if you're a mom, right? Because you've done it. Play basketball like Michael Jordan, shooting free throws. Done it. Easy peasy. I can fall back on it even when it's on the line. Championship. Game. World. You know, championship. There's no time on the buzzer. You have two shots to win the game. Michael Jordan's like, been here. Done that. Did it. Fall back. Right on the basics. Elbow in, hand high, use the legs, swish. The other thing that we're going to want to consider as we go through this process is just what I was talking about earlier, stress. If we're not managing stress and sleep at the macro level, why are we chasing trackers and supplements for optimal sleep cycles? Like, if we are not saying, hey, sleep is very important to me. How many of you say that? Sleep is very important to me. Therefore, I need to be in bed before this time. I have to turn my electronics off at least an hour to 2 hours off before I get into bed. I do a little meditation. I might do some breathing. Yeah, I know. It sounds a little weird, right? But that's how you optimize your sleep. That's how you get the sleep. It's not from getting a tracker. It's not from taking more melatonin. It's not from taking a pharmaceutical drug. That's not going to help you with your stress, your sleep, and your ability to recover and to be unconscious about your sleep habits. And yeah, sometimes those sleep habits, will, you know, while you're making them, are going to create issues with your families and friends. I can't believe he goes home so early. I can't believe he doesn't come out anymore. I can't believe he doesn't stay up until 2 a.m. and go to Taco Bell and go cray-cray. He's so cap. Sigma Mike, whatever it is. I don't know any of those words, but you could get what I'm saying. Like, people aren't going to like it. And I'm like, okay, it'll be rough in the beginning. I'm only going to create this, and I'm going to make these conscious decisions so that they're subconscious at some point. Like, yeah, my body's just like, no, I'm out, man. And if I stay up late, I know the consequences. Yep. Managing your stress, managing your sleep is way more impactful and will have a bigger return rather than experiencing with biohacking and gadgets. Those habits for you, spending your money on great sheets, spending your money on good pillows, way better than a tracker. Much better. Turn the temperature down in your room. Way better. For you in the long run in stressful environments, like if you stay in a hotel, you stay at a family member's house, an Airbnb, wherever it may be, travel, you're like, I still get a great night's sleep because these are my behaviors and my habits of who I am. And that all comes subconsciously now, right? It's not like, oh my God, we're out at aunt's, our aunt and uncle's, and we're here for Christmas. We've got to be home by 9. Don't be that person either, okay? But you're like, okay, I know I can't stay out late. Like we just do this. This is what we do. And I'm not thinking, all right, hey, honey, I think it's 9. Let's go. Like, or I'm feeling it because your body naturally knows it. That's not a stressful situation because you're not making that decision. You're just like, that's just what we do. Because those are the habits and routines that we have now. And that really is the ultimate measurement and the ultimate tool, mechanism for macro success is creating the habits and routines that you are unconscious about rather than conscious about. The more you do a behavior, the more consistent, the more repeatable any of the behaviors or routines that you do, rather than focusing on perfect short-term solutions, the more you're going to be in a successful position to get the results that you want. Developing those long-term habits, they're sustainable. The micro habits, they leave you jumping from quick trend to quick trend. 30 days to this, 21 to this. I just need to take this burner. You're just jumping until the next thing pops up, which means there is no habit or routine creation whatsoever. And don't get me wrong, I'm a firm believer in putting stress on a situation for growth. I think that's good. But when you're in constant hyper stress chasing your own health, because you're like, oh no, I gotta chase this trend, this pill, this supplement, this routine, this, that, another, just way out of bounds while developing nothing, while taking nothing with you from each time you've been in a cycle or phase, you are managing the micro. You are in the micro. You are in the trenches of the micro. You are in the chase game. And I'd rather be chased than chase. And the only thing I'm chasing is my goals, not trends. When you look at it that way, I would not want you spending your money or your time on anything but building macro level habits that have a routine for yourself, right? Like schedules, accountability, discipline. I have the accountability calendar. That's what happens. Like the accountability calendar for me was literally something I developed really early in my fitness career for clients and groups that I was working with on the development side. Accountability calendar. I think it's in a lot of planners now. I'm not taking it as like I developed it for me. Just way back then, we're talking 2005. It was literally me looking at a fitness workout calendar where people were just checking off their workouts and be like, yep, did my workout. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. You're able to check off a workout that you did and you can see what you have left to do in your workouts and how many days you've achieved. Then I start to look at it and be like, oh, 1 slash should be for your workout. Another slash should be maybe for your steps that you got in that day. And a circle could be for the amount of water that I needed to eat. And then I started using it with all my clients, finding out what their 3 things were. what they wanted to achieve for those 4 weeks, and then we used it for that. It could have been anything. Steps, getting more fruit, could have been, you know, affirmations, anything. That created routine. That created discipline. And where that discipline and routine happened, consistency and momentum happened, and where all of that happens, you're concentrating on the macro, which gives you behaviors, routines, which gives you a fit identity, which gives you a place to fall back on when you get stressed out and you have to flex your environment that you're currently in. It's a big deal. I said it again. Somebody just write me and be like, Mike, I counted. Like, I think you said it's a big deal like 14 times. But I encourage you guys to step back from focusing on the on distracting details, the small ones. Success in fitness and nutrition and overall wellness stems from mastering the fundamentals, macro behaviors first, and then you move into the micro. And if you prioritize these large-scale patterns, you can build a solid foundation for long-term suitable results. Like, it's really that simple. And I know it's not what you want to hear, because everyone's like, I want results now. I want them in 30, 60, 90 days because I saw somebody else get them. Did you see what they look like afterward? Did you ask them about how they're feeling? Did you ask them where they're at now? Did you ask them what their takeaway was? Did you ask them how miserable they were while trying to achieve that? And then you get into that social media part, right? Because I think that's where everybody is at. You look at all of that that I talked, the macro behavior into the micro, and we pay attention to the micro. Social media is the ultimate in providing you with micro, the ultimate. All they do every day, content is micro trends. It's a landscape, whether it's TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, all these people, content creators, they offer up bite-sized, micro-focused health tips that draw you in. And they're very specific with it, right? And they're very good at it. I don't have any hate towards them whatsoever, but it's always like these specific exercises, this diet, this quick fix, you know. But do you ever think about why? Do you ever sit back and think, why am I being served micro content? It's because you're a consumer. Whether it's of the content itself, or it's often meant to push you to a product or service. That's what they're there for. They're sending you micro behaviors, micro influencing, based on your vulnerability, because you're seeking to solve a health problem. Do you ever look at it that way? Like, wow, every day I'm served with micro behaviors, micro solutions that are targeted at vulnerability. And I'm not against it. I think there are a lot of people out there that are helping people that, you know, like, social media has been very good to me. It's been very good to a lot of other people. But when you take a step back and you think, what's happening on social media? It's a business of eyeballs and clicks. You know, it's truly engagement driven. Posts with simple, quick tips, fat loss, muscle gain, they're easier to consume, leading to more clicks, shares, comments, posts about complex health foundations. And that's what you guys want solved. Your complex health issues. And you're like, hey, how do I get these foundations? Well, with these quick tips I do. And how does a content creator do it? Instant gratification culture. I love this term. I was reading about it the other day. Instant gratification culture, where audiences are more likely to engage with posts that promise easy solutions to complex health challenges. That's what they're doing. They're making content for your gratification in hopes that you will reward them in the purchase of a product or service, or they're able to monetize your eyeballs with brands and influencing from the outside with advertising. That business is based on visual appeal, right? Like, micro health tips are usually visually attractive. They show a very specific workout. They showcase a healthy meal in a very aesthetically pleasing way. I've seen marketing campaigns. Shout out Mind Pump. Adam is doing something really cool, a docu-series. So go check him out. Major props, because I'm kind of doing the same thing, and I just came across it, and I was like, gosh, man, that is so cool that you're doing it so much better than me. But he's doing a good deal. And he's doing organic. And so this is the way I look, even though it's highly produced. He looks good doing it. It's in a, you know, a very good studio, but the visual appeal that he does is aesthetically pleasing, and it will drive more interaction than watching Tom working out in his backyard, just getting by. And while it's visually pleasing, it gets more interaction. And it's more glamorous and share-worthy. It leads into the business of clicks. And I don't fault him. They've got their, you know, they have their own programs. And I think they're doing a deal with a couple different brands that are on. And their product placement, visually pleasing to drive eyeballs and clicks. Well, I don't mean to say it, but they play on your vulnerability. Adam doesn't, and I'll get off of his, but Adam does, but a lot of people play, like a lot of people out there, you take a look at what's happening in the social media world. Three things: promise of quick solutions. They sell credibility through expertise theater. And they sell through, you know, the fear of missing out. That quick promise of solutions, if you're struggling with weight loss, body image, or even any other health issue that is out there, you are vulnerable to the promise of quick fixes. You're giving it an extra look. And in social media, it often presents micro solutions as all-encompassing answers. How many times have you seen that you get lured in for a desperation for your own personal change by it burns fat, it burns calories, it makes muscle, it puts hair on your chest, it's going to make you bigger, stronger, faster, better looking, more money, all if you do this one program. And you have to be like, what? How could this possibly do? Or take this supplement or listen to what I have to say. It's because you really want change. And that's what they pray to. And then you have that selling credibility through expertise theater. There are a lot of content creators that present themselves as experts by being the first to share some sort of micro information and using that that jargon and scientific buzzwords. They love that. If I'm there first, then I must be the expert. That creates such a crazy false sense of credibility. And it probably leads you and other consumers that into areas who don't have any understanding of health science. It leads you to trust them. And you're like, oh, just because they were first, they're the expert, rather than, man, what if I did if I concentrated on the macro? What's the macro? Move more, think better, eat better. You know, think bigger, eat better, move more, master that. Whole Foods, let's go. Oh, I got to listen to this expert. They just popped up somewhere, and now they have the end-all, be-all routine to longevity. And then, you know, the obvious one, you know, that social media content creators do. They push that fear of missing out, you know, and you're like, FOMO. You know, do this hack, do this trend. You know, and you got to jump on the bandwagon, because what if you miss out on that opportunity? What if they're right? And then you're like, oh, I should have listened to it, because look, the neighbor got all the results from doing it and I didn't. Now look, I'm left behind, so I should be able to do it. But are you looking at where that's coming from? Are you looking at the crucial information that you need to have in order to get to where you want to go? Are you building the habits and the foundations, or are you consuming micro information? It's crazy when you look at it that way. You're like, I have become an addict to micro rather than an addict to the macro. And I don't mean to use the word addict. I just mean someone who's highly focused. Please don't DM me. I have friends that have gone and battled through addiction, and man, is it tough. And I think of them, and I always wish that things would be better for them. And I don't want to downplay that. So let's move on. You look at social media, and this, I get so frustrated, you know, at social media, because anybody can be an authority, and that's what they want, right? And I touched on it in general. Be first, be trusted. Okay, if you're first, you're the one. That's not how it works. But that's the way social media plays. That's how it's rewarded. Check this out. You know, this is the newest supplement, the newest workout, the newest research on the newest gadget. Social media has allowed the speed of content to outweigh the accuracy or the depth of understanding great, credible content. The speed. It's technology, right? I don't even know if it's social media. I think it's technology, right? Like, it's the way that people can create, deliver, and information can be received is just out of our craziness right now. And then you get all this clickbait, you know, like you hear all the social media experts sitting back being like, oh, you know what? Create a clickbait headline. Why? So I get more views. Why? So I can be compensated. Okay, so social media is more of a financial platform than it is an informational platform. So keep that in mind when you're making a decision about your own health. These clickbait headlines are crazy, right? Like, the five foods you got to eat to lose the belly fat. The only workout you'll ever need to have that beach body. They oversimplify these complex topics into clickbaiting micro bites designed to grab attention quickly, making them seem as though they're the knowledgeable one. Even though the advice, it's superficial, it's top level, anybody could get it. Google it. 85,000 people will spit out the same thing. You just happen to land on somebody's page that spit it out to you. And you look at how that is going to affect you. You start to see them in authority. Even without any of the formal credentials. Their credentials are user experience. I'm out here and I did great with this product or this service or this protocol or this routine. Therefore, now I am the credible source. And when you have that, consumers equate the visibility with expertise, right? The more people are out there, the more they get platformed, the more people are like, oh, high quality, sensational content. They must be the ones that know. 3,000 likes, 10,000 comments. They must be. That's why those businesses pop up to be like, Oh, fake followers, fake shares, fake comments, fake likes, because they need to be viewed as credible because they don't have the credibility. And why do they need that? Because there's a financial reason behind it. It's the truth. Listen, I wish I had more likes, shares, and comments, but there's a financial reason behind what people do. I mean, there's probably even a financial reason behind me making a podcast, but I will tell you guys, I put you first. I will put you that. I will say that. Like, 9 times out of 10, I spend more money than I should or more time on things that would help people rather than make me money. I got no problem saying that, because if it was the other way, I tell everybody, like, if I was about money, I would have went into either the stock market, because that's where finance is, or I would have become a plastic surgeon or an orthopedic surgeon, because that, you know, even though, you know, those things help people, it definitely is a high paying job. I just love helping people with their health and fitness and where they're at. But as a consumer, you've got to be aware that these people are putting that high level, micro focused advice to gain visibility to look as though they have expertise. And in turn, it undermines long-term solutions. It gets rid of the macro, right? Like, they target the macro. They're hoping that you as a consumer engage with this micro content so that they can believe that it's the cutting edge, which means you're missing out on the big picture. You're missing out on what it's really going to take to get to a place where you can stick and stay. That you've got foundations, that if a storm comes, you are flexible. That you can gain 5 pounds and take it off. You can go on vacation and eat whatever you want. You can do the things that you want in your life without having too much harm, because you've got so much health debit built up. But these guys, content, you know, in general, it's some people, like, if you're consuming micro content with micro solutions, and you need to be in the macro, then you are talking to people who don't want to address the macro. You are watching people who don't consider the macro at all. They don't care about the quality of your diet, the quality of your workouts, the quality of your consistency, your sleep, your patterns, your behaviors. They're in favor of the fad, the trend. And I know a lot of companies like this. What's the next trend? What's the next fad? Move the wheel. What are you rooted in? Are you rooted in the basics? Because if you're not, that might be the problem. If you're a coach, a fitness coach, a trainer, are you rooted in the basics? Are you a company that provides fitness solutions? What are you rooted in? Are you rooted in trends? Or are you rooted in the basics? We can really get into that. And the idea that social media preys on the promise of quick fixes and playing on consumer hope. I've long talked about this. Like, I feel like online content creators that have a financial reason for gain. It's like it's literally like content evangelism, right? They prey on hope. That's how they get sales. That's how they get eyeballs. I hope that you look at me. I hope I trigger the pain. I hope I get you to look at this rather than, I really need you to concentrate on the basics. I need you to just, you know, do the five things really well, and then we can talk about the other glamorized things. You know, Michael Jordan learned to shoot a free throw. Although he dunked great, he was more concerned about winning games, getting his shot down, rebounding, playing good defense, than he was being the winner of the slam dunk contest year after year after year. And when you look at social media, because it thrives on instant gratification, that preys on hope, right? Lose 10 pounds, 10 days, get shredded in a week. That's hope. Let's hope that you can have some sort of rapid transformation. Something that, you know, that you'll like. The issue is that even if you did achieve those things, those things aren't sticking and staying. And then that's going to create shame. And that's going to create some problems. And then rather than addressing micro behaviors, you know, like overall lifestyle, diet, quality of your diet, consistent physical activity, movement, right? Micro content is more about ab specific workouts and superfood trends, fat burners. And it gives this illusion, which is really, really an eye opening situation when I started to tear it apart, is that it gives the illusion that real, true, significant change comes from small tweaks in like finest details rather than looking at the macro and be like, eat better. Oh, okay, cool. Not, oh my gosh, I have to have, you know, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C on a daily basis. Because real, true health comes over time. Mastering that large macro. Not about getting into the micro. And it just leaves people continuously chasing the micro. And I don't want you to chase the micro. I want you to be soldiers in the macro. If you're able to do that, you have less frustration. And at that point, when you're following people online that are doing whatever they're doing, making content, and some are great. I want to say that. Content is great. Social media is awesome. But are they, the content creators, rooted in addressing the deeper systematic problems in healthy behaviors and patterns? Or are they really just like, here's content. I want to, you know, micro. And when you get into that focus on the micro, what happens, right? You get into a cycle of disappointment. You could be one of these people that try these micro-focused solutions, whatever you see, you know, 10 steps to this, 5 steps to that, only to experience a little bit of those results that I was just talking about. And when that fad fails, you're left searching again, reinforcing this again to the next quick fix, which is now a cycle. Feel free to use that. The cycle of hope and disappointment. You're like, what is happening to me? All I do is chase, and all I do is consume more micro content and advice rather than concentrate on the macro. Which also leaves you in a false sense of progression, right? Like these social media microtrends give you the illusion that progress will happen without real change. Change, you need to have that. It needs to stick and stay. It needs to become habitual. But doing 7 days detox or taking a specific supplement, they don't address the macro issue that would sustain long-term health improvement. So you're left in this world of, oh, I progressed, but now it got ripped away. Success, failure. You get into that peak and valleys, right? High success, high failure. High success, high failure. Rather than, hey, I achieved some success and I got this linear progression and then I'm able to, you know, clutch and pedal this and enjoy. But that's just what happens. You know, and that's the last thing I want is a high and low, but rather one of those situations whereby you're just getting a little few bumps in the road. Ugh. I get fired up on the stuff, and we're already 54 minutes in, and I'm sorry, you guys. Oh, man. And I just, I just look at that trap that you guys like can fall into. And I've been a victim of it too. So don't think that I'm like, oh, sitting here on the stool of holiness to be like, never been victimized, never meant me, I'm the perfect person. No, you know, I have definitely been, you know, person to fall into the trap, right? And that trap of the idea of physique and, you know, and the ideal routine and hacks that will deliver, you know, these results. I have. I'm like, oh, can I beat it? Can I try this? Can I do this? Luckily, I've always been rooted in basics too. Like foundations have always been somewhat of a root, even though when I go off, like even Tap Out was a little bit outside when I did that in-home fitness video series. It was a little outside even my comfort zone because, like, I was like, I love it, but I'm also like, I feel like it's outside of foundations and basics. But the reality was, the question was posed to me, do you want to make a fitness program that helps a lot of people, or do you want to make a fitness program that is absolutely perfect for one person, only one person buys it? And at the end of the day, I chose a lot of people. It was just something that I really wanted to be able to, you know, focus on. So I ask you to look at what you're doing as far as consuming in that micro and looking at saying, hey, am I being distracted from the foundational work that's needed? And am I glorifying micro content and micro processes, hacks, you know, in nutrition or in movement and in any recovery or sleep habit? Am I doing that, you know, to get more fat and, you know, loss and getting into these extreme diets? Like, am I looking at the micro, or am I focusing more on the macro with the intention of progressing, with the intention of taking habits and behaviors and progressing those into something better and always evolving, like setting your standard, holding your standard, and then evolving your standard? Are you consistent in your nutrition so that you can look at the micro? Are you consistent in your movement so you can go look at some sort of micro shredding program or beasting up program where you can get huge or whatever it may be? Are you mastering and focusing a good portion of what you need to do on the micro? Because if not, you're going to fall for those. You're going to fall for the marketing. And I think that's what I would ask myself. Am I falling for marketing, or am I concentrating on what I need to do in a way that I can take away some behaviors and patterns and stack those as I become healthier? Like, what's my road? What's my 2-year road to health? I think I would really ask that. Like, today, what was my health going to look like in 2027? And then go after it and be like, I'm okay where I'm at, but I can't borrow against credit. I can't do these things. You know, I can't keep putting it aside. What's my plan? Because if not, you get into that social media world again, pulling it back in. What social media really does is, like, you know, it can drive shame because you're sitting there in the world of comparison, right? And you're like, why can't I have what he has or the way she looks, or why can't I have the kitchen or eat the way that they eat? It's not hard to eat the way that you eat. You don't need a $50,000 kitchen to eat healthy. You don't need, you know, a gym, you know, it's the nicest gym to be healthy. And the worst thing when you start consuming this micro content is that if you start taking these tips, you're like, oh, I'm going to do these little tips, a little more tips, and this tip, and that hack, and this hack. Guess what happens? If you don't achieve what you hope to achieve, the shame sets in, self-doubt sets in. You know, you get to a point where you're searching more and more for solutions because you're unhappy. Be careful of that. Step away. Close it out. Go do the work that needs to be done. Concentrate on the basics. Do the meal planning. Do what needs to be done. And I think, you know, as I bring it into the end of this podcast, because, again, I went an hour, but this is long overdue. Long overdue podcast is looking at what you're consuming. And I hit on it, you know, very quickly of just saying, influencers, you know, or people that are on the web, the interwebs, YouTube, even myself, right? Like, what, like, look at me, like, what's the product that's tied in? What's the plan? What's the workout gear? What's the system? What's the monetize? Or are they concentrating on the basics? And I don't think it's wrong to monetize your eyeballs. I think that when you're looking for your own personal solution and you're frustrated, be aware that you could be engaging and consuming micro solutions, which prey on a quick fix and your desire and hope to change. Which also means, you know, in that world of when you're consuming, it's constantly new content. Constant. But you know what's not constant? The basics. Think bigger. Eat better. Move more. Sleep. Recovery. Manage your stress. And I know you're all like, but the how, but the how, but the how. It's not that big of a deal. Start. Get into a system, collect the data, learn and apply, and then stress that data, put it to a test. Then collect that data and go back and change. It's really, for me, that simple. But if you stand there in social media and just continuously take in this new content of micro content with fresh, exciting, and cool, you lose sight of the macro. And that's that mindset needs to be protected. Because if you can master that macro, the micro is real easy. The micro is fun. The micro is tweaks. The micro is challenges. The micro is games. But micro content is meant to engage you. It's meant to use your eyeballs for something. So if you're going to spend money on everything that's trending, whether it be a gadget, a supplement, or a diet plan, you know, to those key fast results that, you know, the marketers are really cool. Burn fat, calories, get bigger, stronger, faster, run, jump higher, be smarter than your neighbor. If you're going to believe that's what it's going to do, then you're going to open yourself up to monstrous library of micro solutions that really just funded people that put out micro content. And what we really want is you to master the macro so that you can end up with the life that you ultimately want, with the health that you want, with the energy levels that you ultimately want. And you don't want to become dependent. Like I'll end it here on social media, right? Is dependency. When one micro trend that you follow doesn't work, how many of you go out there and grab the next micro trend? Look for the next micro trend, the next piece of advice, the next newest, greatest, first person to market, rather than taking all that time to build skills needed for sustainable health. The never-ending cycle of consumption without any type of true empowerment, because it's not focused on the macro. It's focused on dependency. It's a really interesting place to be. I mean, social media's push for micro-focused health solutions thrives on engagement, right? Like instant gratification and consumer vulnerabilities. Content creators, they gain click shares credibility by oversimplifying complex health issues into little digestible micro advice in which they can prey on people like you and me in hopes that they will become consumers in some way, shape, or form, whether it is of their content, a product, or a service. And at the end of the day, the micro focus distracts from the foundational purpose, from the macro level health behaviors that actually drive lasting change. That is where we're at. That's my micro versus macro when I think about it. That sums it up. Is micro focus distracts from foundational macros and macro level behaviors. And we have to be aware of that. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do micro behaviors or have micro focus, because it's great to challenge ourselves and try things and, you know, get growth. I just want you healthy and happy. I want you where you want to be able to be. I want to be able to help you. I want you with the fit identity that you ultimately want to walk around with. That's your own. It's not mine. You get to genetically, health genetically, make that up for yourself. As long as you pay attention to the macro and not the micro. Actually, as long as you master the macro, then you can pay attention to the micro. I don't really want to crap on micro, because I think the micros, there's definitely a lot in the micro. I just think that consumers and people and experts, they're all in the micro right now, and they're all into disproving people wrong, and they're like, you need more of this supplement or more of that vitamin or mineral, or, you know, BPAs and this and that, and don't drink this, don't drink that, processed food is good and bad, all this nonsense. Master the macro health behaviors. That's it. Ask yourself that question. Am I mastering the macro health behaviors? Then you can deal with the micro. Nobody, an expert, anybody who works with you wants your success unless they're taking your money. I want you to master those foundations. If not, you're not going to get results. You're not going to be happy. If you're not happy, then I don't get marketed. I don't get talked about, right? So there's your choice. Where's your blend of micro and macro? How does social media play a part of that? Hit me up on my social media. You want to talk about this podcast? It's a little bit longer than I normally am. It's macro. It's micro. I'm Mike, not micro. But until we can talk again, which I'm going to start, you know, obviously posting weekly to my podcast, because I miss it. I love talking like this. Until we can talk, which will be next week, you know the rules with a fit identity. I want you to think bigger. I want you to eat better. And I want you to move more. I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Hit me up on my social media. We'll talk soon.